Sudan enters a new era. A ministry launches a gutsy project to support believers in Pakistan, and a flood relief effort in Sri Lanka encourages a church community. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Southern Sudan declared its independence on Saturday. However, the fact that land, oil, and tribes just don't mix well, whatever the government promises. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says ethnic fighting exploded among the Dinka tribes. Churches throughout the country held united daily prayer vigils in the run-up to July 9th. It seems clear they're intent on leading by example.
The overwhelming majority of Southern Sudanese profess to be Christian, and on the basis of our common brother and sisterhood in Christ, we've been seeking to encourage a sense that would counterbalance the ethnic rivalries.
Their gospel broadcasts make a difference, so keep praying they'll continue to be a part of the peace solution.
While no one can be certain, our Sudanese colleagues are cautiously hopeful that the violence that has flared up recently might subside after independence becomes official and people are then fully governed by their own South Sudan administration.
We turn next to Pakistan, where its infamous blasphemy law has created hostile conditions for the gospel. However, Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says,
"In recent months, we have been getting telephone calls and emails with urgent requests for Gospels, New Testaments, and Bibles in Urdu language for the people in the country of Pakistan."
A partner on the ground noted the church is still growing in spite of challenges. He's been replacing Bibles lost in the floods of 2010. To save money on shipping and import costs, they'll be printing within Pakistan.
"We can print and distribute Gospels at 25 cents per copy. The total cost for 50,000 copies will be $12,500. The great benefit is that there's Pastor Sahid and his team of evangelists who are on the ground to do the follow-up and lead individuals and families to Christ."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Missionaries on the east coast of Mozambique are working to turn this African fishing tribe into fishers of men. For the past few years, Steve and Sharon Entwistle with Africa Inland Mission have ministered to the Muslim Wani tribe, known for being close to the gospel. They recently celebrated the opening of the Tumaini Center in the community. This new center offers school classes, sports, and a library. Pray this center would open doors for the unsaved 99% of the tribe to come to Christ. Next, the Bible Club movement started in 1936 as a way to reach children for Jesus Christ through Bible clubs. Now called Bible-Centered Ministries International, the ministry is also reaching adults in more than 50 countries, including Creative Access Nations. However, kids are still a major focus, says BCM's Marty Wendell.
"When you reach the children and show tenderness to the children, then you have a segue into the hearts and the lives of the adults. Using that approach, then we move the next step to church planting and strengthening the church as God leads us."
BCM has curriculum published in 25 languages. While growth is taking place, BCM is facing challenges. Personnel.
"The older generation of missionaries is fast approaching retirement, and that attrition has to be counteracted with a new wave of people who catch the vision of reaching men and women and boys and girls for Jesus Christ."
And Sri Lankan believers reeling from floods earlier this year are getting the help they need from one devoted pastor. Gospel for Asia's Pastor Anand has been ministering to his congregation after many of their homes and crops were destroyed. One Christian widow who lived alone was devastated when she found out she couldn't go back to her home. Gospel for Asia is joining Anand to rebuild her home and many others that will stand strong for the next rainy season. You can go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins August 1st. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.